Welcome, welcome, welcome to another podcast. I am your girl, Lady B. Thank you all for coming back. It's Unapologetically Living. I am back with a guest that you all have seen a few months ago, my girl, Miss Lonnie. She is all the way in one of my favorite places of all times, the West Coast. If I could afford to, I would be living there right now on the lovely beaches. Yes. But as you all know, most of my podcast guests are always special to me. And Lonnie is one of those that fall into that category that I keep in contact with. That yes, once you're a guest, if we have a connection, it doesn't end just because we stop recording. We still link up, still talk. And so we decided to link up this evening because we wanted to talk about the difference in heterosexual relationships and homosexual relationships, the gay, lesbian relationships versus the regular traditional heterosexuals, men and women type relationships, the bonds that bring us together. Are they similar or are they different? Are the toxicity, the trauma bonds, are they the same? Or are they different? So we're going to talk about and share different perspectives because we both, you know, come from different various sides. So we have different views. But I'm going to let Lonnie tell you what she's been up to, though, first before we start chit-chatting. Lonnie, let them know what you got going on because you are, in my mind, you need to be in the Olympics. So you let them know.
I wish. Oh, So my name is Lonnie Woods, and I am an obstacle course racer. I am now a Ninja Warrior competitor for season 13, and I also have a podcast called Black with Endurance and a podcast called Unrelenting Humans, so I do a lot. I'm just now getting into media, so look out for that. Black with Endurance Media will be coming up soon. I guess that's it right now.
Child, that's enough. I be tired looking at your videos. I be like, now when does the Olympics start again? Because I'm watching it right now when I'm looking at her videos. You are very, very athletically talented. You never thought about getting into the whole Olympics type? Did you ever think about going that far, getting professionally like trained and getting into that arena?
I'm just now getting into the sport that I'm in. So, and it's not approved for the Olympics yet. Okay. It does. Maybe I'll be there.
Okay.
But I do look at the track and field athletes, and I really wish I was there at that level.
Well, let me know if you need any recommendation letters. I'd be glad to recommend you. Let me know. Okay. So we're going to chit chat just for a little bit. So we're going to talk about trauma bonds. We both are no strangers to trauma bonds and toxic relationships. If you catch our last podcast, in which I'm going to pin it to this one, where we both have talked about, we both been in domestic situations in previous relationships. We have both been through toxic situations. But we want to talk about more this evening of when you're moving past that and you're starting new chapters with new people, do you know for a fact if it's actually a genuine chemistry, or are you drawn to that person because of trauma, of what you all have in common, the toxicity that you all have in common? For example, if you both come from single parent homes, you both come from dysfunctional homes, not saying single parent homes are dysfunctional, but I'm just saying as an example, if that's what you use to say, my mom raised me by myself. Oh, my dad raised me by himself. So I know what it's like to just have one person in the home, or I came from an abusive household and you came from one too. So we understand each other. Lonnie, what you think?
Right. That's exactly what we're talking about. I mean, I've had my share of trauma bonds that I didn't realize were trauma bonds until after the fact. And there's different types of trauma bonding as well. It's not just, you know, our childhood. Like, just like if someone went through I mean, you know, a domestic violence type situation, or just what we just endured as, you know, the world, a pandemic. Like 90% of relationships that started in a pandemic are probably trauma bonds. You are probably bonding over the trauma of the pandemic. Ain't nobody got there, nobody went and got therapy yet from going through that. That was a traumatic experience. We have a nation with PTSD because of the pandemic, and nobody is really seeking help for it. Everyone is kind of just distracting themselves and moving forward. But
I agree. And you know, I never, that's why it's good to talk to people. I tell people that all the time. That's why it's good to talk to people that you don't talk to on a normal basis all the time. Because if you think about it, that's true. A lot of people that got into these relationships, like you say, it's really a trauma bomb, because we know nobody can get counseling. And what we just went through for the past year and a half is trauma itself. And if you started a relationship during this point in time, especially if you and that person was living together, and they were the people that were like inseparable for this past year and a half, and now the world opened back up, and now you like, bye. I want to go be with my friends. Bye. You know, I want to be with my family. Bye. But you so used to them being in the house with you, but it wasn't because they wanted to be. It was because they had to be because of what was going on outside. So that's going to be another thing. A lot of relationships, people going to see a different side of the person, because that pandemic person wasn't a real true them. They had to sit in the house. They not normally homebodies.
Right. They movers and shakers.
Right. And you think, my boo is a homebody. Mm-mm, no, they're not. The pandemic made them sit in the house. But now it's summertime everywhere. They like, bye.
Right? The streets are calling my name.
Exactly. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't think about that. Do you think it's a difference between the lesbian, gay relationships, the LGBT community? Do you think their toxicity, their trauma bonds are different from heterosexual, because you've been on both sides? Or do you think that they all, to me, I think they all the same.
Well, I think the dynamic of the relationships are different for me, because I mean, I'm bi and I've been in relationships with men and women. And I'll say, a long time ago, I had vowed to not be in a relationship with a woman again. I swear to God. And then wow. I met a woman who I felt like, okay, I can do this. Like, she's good. Like, I liked her style. I like our chemistry. Everything seemed like she was everything I wanted in a partner. So. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the differences in the relationships, my longest relationship is 7 years, and that was with a man.
Right.
And my relationship with a woman is probably like about, 8 months.
Really?
And yeah. So that's wow. Like, but if you pay attention or do the research, lesbian relationships don't last long usually, because even in heterosexual relationships, though, the woman is usually the one that gives up. Like, it takes a lot for a man to give up. Like, you gotta, like,
right.
You gotta fuck the homie, the brother, you gotta do some mm-hmm. really shit, blow mm-hmm. up for a man to just be like, I'm done with you, I never want to see mm-hmm. you again. Women, yeah. They change their mind on different reasons. It's more like, you know, the moon is in Sagittarius, and, you know, I'm just mm-hmm. not happy.
So, right.
Period or whatever. There's so many different reasons women have mood swings. And then the thing is, yeah, a woman will just stop wanting to be in a relationship for the simple fact that she's not happy, which is empowering and stuff. You know, if you're not happy, you know, leave. That's respectable. But men don't do that. Men endure right. more than women, I think, for sure. And like I said, the statistics, lesbian relationships, they move really fast compared to men, period. Like, compared to homosexual and heterosexual relationships, lesbians seem to move more, you know, faster. They usually move in together faster and mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, I've noticed that with people that are in my network that are in lesbian relationships. They do move. Now that you say it, they do move extremely fast. And they be, well, to me, in my mind, they seem like they're like exclusive monogamous real quick, real soon.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. You're right about that. They do move extremely fast. And then, like you say, all of a sudden, maybe a year later, maybe
Then it's like
the person just disappear. Like, they was in every picture, everywhere they went. Like, what happened? Y'all ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. Like, y'all, you know, y'all held hands all day, every day. Like, what happened? Then the person just poof, they gone. They disappear.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is, or from my experience. And it's crazy though.
And now that you say it, you right, because with men don't tap out that quick. If a man taps out real quick, he is for certain that he is something with that woman and he don't want no parts. Because even when men are not sure, they would still keep that one foot in just in case, you know, things change around. They don't just cut you off just cold turkey. You right. When it's a man that cut a woman off cold turkey and just pack his bags and just hit the road, oh baby, it's something going on for real. Because most of the times they don't. Even if you moved on, the woman moved on and it was admirable, they see each other out in the streets, they'll still be like, hey, you know, you want to go out for drinks later on? You be like, I'm married or I'm in a relationship. They be like, okay, I say, do you want to go out for drinks? You know, so right. You're right. They don't emotionally just cut off the way we do. And versus when us women, when we fed up, we didn't had enough. It's really enough for us. But do you think in homosexual relationships, do you think that they actually even discuss and go as deep as sometimes men and women do, or do they just focus on the chemistry more? Do you think it's just the chemistry and the energy? We're having a good time, we're vibing with each other, and they don't really want to dig deep? Because I know girlfriends the reason why I say is, like, I have girlfriends that's bisexual, then I have girlfriends that's completely lesbian, and they were saying some of their girlfriends, the ones that are complete studs, what we call them, militant man-hating studs, they don't want to discuss your past that you had with a man. Am I right or wrong?
I haven't experienced that, but I haven't been with those type of women. Studs. Or whatever.
Okay. Right. So the man hating studs, those are the ones that's never, ever, ever been with a man, never even thought about being with a man at all. Men are like brothers to them. So a lot of those types, if they do get with bisexual or femmes, I've been told that they don't really like to just, they don't want you to go into details and discuss your previous relationships that did take place with men.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is a discomfort. Might have a similar, something that goes along those lines. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that she didn't want to talk about it or hear about it, because we kind of talked about stuff. I mean, but she was also, what I don't think people realize is, you know how you can be homophobic? There's biphobic too. And really? She was biphobic. That's how I feel. Like, she would judge me and she would treat me a certain way because I'm bisexual. So then, like, if I talk to a dude or whatever, then she gets like jealous or something like that. And even men can be biphobic. It's different. Like, for some reason they can accept a lesbian woman more than they can accept a bisexual woman, because people think that bisexual means like you're confused or you're promiscuous or you'll just fuck anybody.
Like, right.
And it's like, when in all actuality, as a bisexual woman, it's like, I have been with like less people than, you know, a lesbian or a heterosexual.
Right.
It's like, just because I'm bi doesn't mean I'm promiscuous or that I can't be monogamous. Like,
right.
It doesn't, I like everybody I see. It's just that I don't discriminate or whatever. I could be attracted to a man or a woman, but I'm still loyal to whoever I'm with.
Right.
But like, she would be jealous if I had male friends. And then if I like hung out with girls, she'd get jealous with that too. Like, I was constantly getting accused of you know, cheating. Then I found out when we had a deeper conversation mm-hmm. that she's bisexual women who have always cheated on her or mm-hmm. left her for a dude. So mm-hmm. that was up in her head, like some trauma that she went through that she didn't deal with before attempting the relationship with me. Whereas I didn't care who she hung out with.
Right.
But I didn't go through that either. So
I think because it comes off as a security issue that if you trust that person, you just trust them. And you know what, and for with me, I'm at the point in my life, I'm in my 40s, that it's like, what a person gonna do, they gonna do. You can't be with them 24/7. You can't be a bodyguard. So even the most sweetest, humblest, whoever you know what I'm saying? If that's what they want to do, that's what they gonna do. If they heterosexual, bisexual, lesbian, you know what I'm saying? They gonna find a way. Even if, you know, if it's somebody at their job, you know, they gonna find a way. But I think that what it comes down with what you're talking about, as in a lot of women, they fear the whole bisexual when they're in a lesbian relationship because they feel like, am I being played? Is she really bisexual, or is she just saying she bisexual because she just want to string me along and she really like men, but she just playing me. She just stringing me along, because I've come across a lot of those, especially here in Houston, but we're not going to talk about that. they play like they're on that side of the, you know, of that sense, but it's only for financial gain. And so they really may like a man, or they may really like a woman, but they're going to play against on the opposite side just so they can be able to, you know, have the best of both worlds from a financial standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm right. Going to act like I'm bi just so she could pay my mortgage, or, you know, my car note, but I'm really living with him, but she think that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think. I'm telling you, that child, it's a whole nother world down here in Texas. But I'm just saying that I guess that's what her fear comes in with her, was she didn't want to be feeling like she was getting played. Was your sexuality true? And which it is people like you that do, like they're saying, I'm attracted to men and women. I don't just think, put myself in a box and say, I can only be with a man. I can only be with a woman, but you can still be monogamous. That's the part where people don't get, they get it mixed up at, just because you're bisexual doesn't mean that you're not, you can't be monogamous. And another thing is, I think a big misconception, LGBT. People think that because somebody's a lesbian or they're bisexual, that they're attracted to every woman, or they're attracted to everybody that walk. They're not attracted to every woman. It's just like me being heterosexual. I'm not attracted to every man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then it's like, damn, I forgot what I was going to say. It was, damn.
You were talking about the attraction?
Yeah, but it's like that. And then it's like we're attracted to certain things that aren't necessarily physical traits. Like there could be characteristics mm-hmm. that you can, or a woman that you're attracted to. And then they think that if you're bisexual and you're in a relationship with a woman, or you're in a relationship with a man, that you're missing something. Like you're not mm-hmm. going to be fulfilled because you need both. It's mm-hmm. like, no, I'm fulfilled by either. Like, mm-hmm. some people, they need, you know, certain something. Me, like sexually, I come from, like, you know, clitoral stimulation, so I don't need the penetration part. Right. But it's like, but people think that you need to have both. Like, you're not going to be fulfilled if you don't have a man and a woman. And that's polygamy, not bisexuality. So it's different. And yeah, exactly what you were saying about the monogamy. But what people think is that we can't be monogamous. So, but that's not the truth, and misconception. And that's where I think people are biphobic.
Yes.
That term.
I completely agree. Wrapping up, just we're going to touch on about two more things is one of the things too, as well, do you think that it's a difference in the relationships with the type of toxic traits that you notice versus heterosexual versus being in the lesbian or bisexual relationship? Do you notice that it's a difference in the toxic traits that people bring over to the relationships? Like, what about like the, in the roles, you know, how, like, if you be with a man, if does he, like, he may have in his mind that because you're a woman, you have to do all the cooking and cleaning, and he pays all the bills. Do you see any of those toxic traits or stereotypes, I should say, that they bring over?
I think, well, I mean, we know what men, you know, they want to be the man and stuff. And then when I'm with women that are more, you know, aggressive or whatever, they try to overcompensate a little bit, like, because they want to be the dominant or the man. They want to prove that they are, you know, man enough or something. So I see a little bit of overcompensating there and wanting to, I don't know, handle everything themselves, kind of controlling in a way. So I would say that is something that I experience. Okay. And when they don't have control, you know, getting in fights and arguments, and it's a little more, for me, it was more dramatic being in a relationship with a woman than with a man. And okay. That's like, I'm bisexual, but I think, like, if it came down to it, if I had to say, like, what I prefer, I would prefer a relationship, a full-on relationship with a man compared to with a woman, because wow. It seems, for me, it less drama, it's more fluid. Like, when you're getting into it with a man, usually what all they want in a fight is their space. And with a woman, they don't want their space. They want to kind of duke it out and talk. Please excuse, I don't know what's going on outside.
It's okay.
They're going kind of want to, you know, talk it out or whatever. They don't want to let it go. And they don't want their space. They want your time. And it's a little more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Is it more you feel like kind of catfightish, kind of like the whole back and forth?
It's real catty. Yeah, definitely.
Catty. Yeah. Is it real catty back and forth? Oh, well, I mean, that's a different perspective. I've never looked at it like that before. So I guess, yeah, that would make sense. Because you're right, with men, they just want their space. And with most men, they'll drop, most of them will drop it quick. After a couple of days, they over it. They didn't drop it. They didn't let it go. It's, you know, it's a done deal. Like you say, most of them just want to just get things back to normal. You know, the women, we the ones that want to keep going on and on and on and on and on and on and on about it. But what would you say to somebody that's in your shoes, that's bisexual, and they feel just the way you feel? What would you tell them if they're single and they're dating now that the pandemic is over? What would you tell them? Well, not over, but you know. But what would you tell them, things that they should look out for, that they should keep their eyes open when dating men or women?
I think for anybody when dating in general, what you should really keep your eyes on is, I mean, to make sure that you're not trauma bonding, already know the list of qualities that you're looking for in a partner, and don't deny red flags when you see them. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I would say, just make sure that you're doing what you want, not what somebody else wants. Don't be manipulated by what people are showing you or mm-hmm. trying to tell you. I mean, use your brain. Don't mm-hmm. leave it at home. But and be cautious with your heart, period. Like, you don't just give it away, and take your time. If anybody's trying to rush you into any type of relationship or moving in or trying to control you, dead that shit. Like, just stop right there. That's a big red flag. get out while you can. But yeah, I think that's about most of it.
I agree 100%. When they rushing it, it seemed too good to be true. It's moving real fast. Something's not right. Something is going on. When things seem like, oh, everything is wonderful, couldn't be better, and everything is moving so fast. No, they're moving fast for a reason. And normally it's things that you're not gonna catch because like you said, that adrenaline, that serotonin, that happy hormone is pumping. It's pumping. Yeah. So you're telling yourself you're happy and you're not paying attention to the red flags, and it's flags going past you every day, but you're not catching it because of that serotonin hormone is telling you you're in that happy mood, that happy feelings, everything is going, like you said, you're going fast. You're moving in, you're signing leases, you're buying cars, you know, you're going on shopping sprees, you're going on trips, like you're that adrenaline is steady pumping, but you're not getting time to just think, yeah, to get that clarity. Because it always cracks me up when I talk to people and they be like, oh, I'm dating, I just started dating somebody, and then they be like, oh, I just know they're the one, they're a keeper. I'm like, you know already, like you just know you're gonna spend the rest of your life with them, like you ain't even met they real them yet, ma'am. It's been like 3 months and you ain't met the real them yet, and you just know you're ready to spend the rest of your life with them. Oh, okay. Interesting.
And also, I guess what I would, blah, 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 blah. What I would suggest for anybody also is when it comes to happiness, make sure you have your own. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to rely on another person for your happiness. Like if that person doesn't call you or that person isn't around and you're at home alone, you shouldn't be relying on another human being for happiness. Make sure you can make yourself happy before getting into a relationship, because asking someone to be that for you is, it's not fair to that person, and it's not fair to you to be somebody's happiness. Like you have to focus on your own happiness, and you guys bring that to the table. You build off of that. Like you get one fulfilled person and another fulfilled person together and add to each other. You can't take away from each other. Because if you're depending on this person for your happiness, you're probably draining that person. And if you're draining that person, or if that person is draining you, that definitely ain't gonna work.
Exactly. That nothing else need to be said. The benediction, if we was in church, I'm gonna pass the offering tray. Well said. Well, thank you, Lonnie. I enjoyed chatting with you. I'm going to have you back for more conversation and more hot topics. Again, this is Lady B. Thank you all for watching. As I always say, be unapologetic, live your best life. And in this season, we're going to do what? We're going to stay fly. First, love yourself. Like Lonnie say, be your own happiness. Have a good holiday weekend. I'm out, y'all. Bye-bye.